Have there any other details at the moment, but we will pass them on as soon as we have them. And on a lighter note, even though Charles is not in the room, I'm sure he'll hear us, we'll be saying happy birthday to Charles.
He won't be in the room.
Happy to you. Happy birthday.
That's not my birthday slide.
Happy birthday, dear Charles. Happy birthday to you.
You supervised it.
Oh, that's unfair. It was good to work together on it and to not have to do the supper, etc. But hopefully we're going to have an opening prayer. And there's going to be a slide on the screen which comes at the end of the prayer, which I would like you to all join in with. But first of all, I'm going to say some words and then God is everywhere, in this space and all spaces, in this time and all times. God is waiting to meet you and is ready to welcome you, just as it has been for all eternity. So be still. Get ready to notice the Spirit working through words on a page or screen, through sounds around you, through familiar and unfamiliar smells, through all that you see around you, through the touch of your hands, perhaps, as you hold them together to pray. So be still. And now, if you feel able, will you join with me with the words on the screen? God of all time and space, I notice you here. I am ready. Going to sing two worship songs, one after the other, or as quickly as the musicians move from one to the other. We're going to sing Come, Now is the Time to Worship, and then we're going to sing The Light of the World, You Stepped Down into Darkness.
Charles looks happy. Sorry. Charles looks happy because it's in yellow.
Yeah. The bigger words as well.
Thank you.
This has slower, it reacts slower, look. So I have to go early. Oh, for fuck's sake, Sandra. No, can you not do that, please? I'm actually going to
So this part of the sermon, this is a little bit of children, but we're all children, aren't we? So I'm sure we're going to enjoy it. So, can you see the screen from there? Yes? We're going to have a story that you might know, and we're going to watch it together. So hopefully, here we go. In the storm. The memory verse is from John chapter 14, verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not be afraid." The message is, God's grace calms my fears. Jamie and her parents were out on a lake in their canoe. Suddenly, dark, ugly clouds rolled in. It started to rain, and the wind began to blow hard. The canoe rocked up and down on the rough waves. Thunder growled and lightning flashed. Jamie was really afraid. Her parents paddled as fast as they could to get to shore. Jesus and his disciples were also caught in a storm on a lake. Let's read their story. Jesus had been teaching and healing people all day long. It was evening now, and there were still many people who wanted to be near him. He had been working long hours every day, and he was exhausted. Across the lake, it was so peaceful. The towns along the shore were quiet and small. Jesus thought it would be a nice place to go and relax. He turned to the crowd of people. "We have had a good day, but it is time to rest," he said. Turning to his disciples, Jesus asked, "Are you ready, friends?" They nodded and climbed into the boat. Jesus joined them. As they pushed off, they noticed other fishing boats on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was so glad to be able to rest for a while. He lay down in the back of the boat. The restful sound of the waves may have helped Jesus go to sleep. Some of the disciples had been fishermen on this very lake. They loved to hear the night sounds and to feel the cool wind. But suddenly the wind changed direction, as it sometimes does on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples looked at the sky. "Might be a storm," someone said. "That could be," another agreed. They braced themselves as the wind howled down from the mountains. Storms often came up suddenly on the Sea of Galilee, and that is just what happened. Lightning flashed and thunder crashed. Huge waves soon began to splash into the boat. The disciples had to shout to hear one another. The disciples knew all about sailing and fishing. They knew all about boats and storms, but they didn't know what to do now. They were more than afraid. They were terrified. Then someone thought of Jesus. "Jesus! Jesus!" he shouted. The disciples had been trying so hard to do everything that good fishermen do in a storm that they had forgotten about Jesus. A flash of lightning cracked through the sky. And they all saw Jesus, still sleeping. Sleeping? "Wake up, Jesus! Save us! We're about to drown!" they yelled. Jesus stood up in the rocking boat. He saw the frightened faces of the disciples. They were wet and tired and helpless. Jesus lifted his hands. "Quiet," he said. "Be still." And right away, the storm just stopped. No more wind, no more lightning, no more waves crashing in. "Why were you afraid?" he asked the disciples. "Where is your faith?" The storm had pushed many of the boats close together, and now every person in every boat just stared at Jesus. He was not afraid, not even a little bit. Everybody began to whisper about Jesus. What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Today and forever, Jesus is always with us. He knows what we need, and he will care for us wherever we go, whatever we do, if we will call on him as the disciples did. This podcast is written.
Watching. We're going to have a very short prayer now, and then we're going to sing a song. I know you're going to come and help, aren't you? So we're going to have a prayer and the prayer is this, a thanksgiving prayer. Dear God, thank you for our family, our food and our homes. Thank you for being with us every day, loving us, and watching over us. Help us to trust you even when things are hard and we're finding it tough, because you will never leave us or stop loving us. Amen. And now, those of you who feel able can jump up and cavort around. Those of you who feel less able can sit and watch the others. I hope the children will join me. Anybody know a song called Our God is a Great Big God? Right, here we go then.
Before the world began, how wonderful to be around all God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hand. Than a submarine, he's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And he's known me and he's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands.
Well done! That's not a workout. Thank you very much, Sandra. Gosh, that was very
nice. That's a workout.
Everybody has a problem. I like to welcome you. I haven't come across that one before, especially if it gets really wet. I can't do that. My kind of coordination goes out the window. Right, you're all very warm anyway, I'm sure, having done that. Can I have two volunteers to give out some cups of water? I should call on my husband. He has to have some part of the service. So, dear, will you come and... Oh, we've got two people. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Can you give these out? Don't drink them quite yet, please. In however tempting you are. Just take a cup.
Thank you.
I'll put him on this bloody desk. Sorry. I'm going on this desk.
I don't think they were mentioned by the millions.
Thank you. Do you think it is actually water?
It's actually water.
I don't want it to fool me.
It's fine.
Is it alright? I'm sort of getting feedback and I don't want you to be suffering from noise in your ears. So my question is your cup half full or half empty?
It's over the halfway line.
It's more than half full.
It's over the halfway line. It's half full.
Necessarily
the Christian answer, okay? So I know what the Christian answer is.
It's not half full, having it. That's not. Yes. I just say,
mine's
over
the halfway line.
Wow, didn't expect that answer. Very good. So, hands up then. Who thinks their cup is half empty? No, that's interesting. But obviously, so the whole, and now you are free to drink as you want in your busy morning. So I don't know about here at Carey, but back at Rotherham,
so it's like cardboard.
Over the past few weeks, it's been very noticeable at services that most of the preachers have immediately spoken about what's going on in our world and how it feels. About the sad, the bad, the mad state of our world. And it's very difficult, isn't it, even as Christians, to always think, or to always look on the bright side, maybe. Some of the stuff that's going on is so hard. I mean, it does raise questions and doubts and fears. So I'm sure that some people here this morning may feel like that. You may feel overwhelmed by the news that we hear. And you can't help but just have this feeling about you. So, again, two camps. Are you the person in the camp that turns off the TV, the radio these days, and doesn't listen because it's so depressing? Why would you want to put yourself through that? And so you maybe turn it off. But I don't know if you know it, Ian, I'm not going to ask you to look it up now, but we sang a hymn 2 weeks ago, Have You Heard God's Call? I think it's a John Bell or Iona hymn.
That's
absolutely beautiful. And it challenges us about how we as Christians are acting in the world. And verse 4 says, will you watch the news with the eyes of faith and believe it could be different? Will you watch the news with the eyes of faith and believe it could be different? So keep that in your head. Ian and I use these Bible notes called the Upper Room. I've used them before in lots of services because they have some wonderful stuff in them. They're written by people all over the world. You never know what you're going to get for a day. last Sunday, the 6th of July, the reading or the article was written by the youth group of the United Methodist Church in Germany. I'd never heard of them, so I Googled it. It was very interesting, actually, because we are members of a Methodist church now, to see how they are the Methodist church in Germany. And there are some differences and some similarities. But these were obviously some young people writing this, whether it was a group or an individual, I don't know. So this is what they wrote. The disturbing events in our world challenge us to reflect on our Christian calling and identity. We cannot deny the suffering and the injustice around the world and in our own communities. War, gun violence, and other forms of attack are ever present. People continue to risk their lives to escape harsh conditions in the places they call home. We cannot ignore tensions among family members and friends due to our competing priorities. All these are reflections of our broken world. And wouldn't our silence in the face of such pain be a betrayal of all our calling to be God's instruments of peace, justice, and healing? God has called us to let God's light shine when darkness prevails. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we must do something big. Our smallest acts of kindness can bring healing to a broken heart. Our honest prayers can be a source of strength for others. Our simplest acts of courage can bring justice to our communities. So let us discover the ways God is calling us to serve and intentionally strive to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And the reading it had with it was just verses that we know so well from Matthew, salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it remain salty again? It is no longer food for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, your light shines before others, that they may see their deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So that's what we're challenged to do and to be. Well, I came across something on my phone the other day, as you do, or as I do, by Joni Erickson. Have you heard of her? Some of you have, some of you haven't, right? Joni Erickson is an American lady who's now, I think, probably in her 60s, possibly, the late 50s, early 60s. When she was in her late teens, she was a typical, normal American teenager. She was a Christian, she had a faith, but she was just a typical young person, and she went out with friends, and she, the technical word is dome, she dived into shallow water, and she broke her neck. And she lost use of her limbs. She was in, obviously, hospital, and then rehab. And she was telling how she came out of rehab in a wheelchair, and this was going to be her life. And she came out of hospital hating herself, hating that chair, hating God in a way. And then it dawned on her
that this wasn't going to be the way she could get through life. And so gradually she started to work through those things. Because she realised that if she couldn't love herself, then she couldn't love God and she couldn't love anyone else. And so gradually she worked through it and came to a point where she accepted that she was in that wheelchair, not because God put her there, because I don't believe in God who makes you have horrible accidents like that, but when they happen, we believe in a God who's there in the storm, don't we? Who is alongside you and will not leave you no matter what's happening to you. So she started to realise that God hadn't stopped loving her, that she just had this different life now, and that she could start to love herself, and then as that changed her, she could love us. So we're going to read a song together now. It's a song you probably don't even know, you need to have the words up. But we're going to sit to read Psalm 23 together. So can we do that now? So, read with me. The Lord is
my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides my path in righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Well, I am in the house of the Lord forever.
We've got another slide that's going to come up. Can you see that? First slide, my cup overflows.
I can't see that.
And I have forgotten something. Could somebody get me a bowl big enough to stand one of these cups in?
I've got one.
Oh, lovely. And I need. Bless you, thank you. I need a chocolate. Thank you. Right. And now, you haven't got to say anything. You can be as dramatic as you like, but you haven't got to say anything. So, I need to put the chair back. Have I got?
That's no lady, that's Hayley.
You sort of went slowly.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Right, so we just read Psalm 23. Did you know that Psalm 23, the picture that David was painting, was of you being invited to a banquet? So we have a banquet here. Well, hope you will enjoy it. So I'm going to pretend for you. I am now the steward. I am no longer the king. I'm the steward now. So I'm going to pour you some drink. And So welcome to my banquet. It's so good to see you all. I'm so glad you came. Do just drink up and enjoy yourselves.
So the king and his guests are having a great time.
It's a good to be scared.
So then, when your cup is empty, you don't have to drink it, but your cup is empty. So, are you one of these brave men in the restaurant who puts their fingers in the waiter to just walk straight past? That's what happens to us. We can try and attract the attention of a waiter and nothing happens at all. But anyway, you've attracted, and I'm going to go, and but the king says to me, no, I don't want you to fill his cup up. And so because your cup hasn't been refilled, it means it's time for you to leave. The king's had enough of you company, so if you would like to go, thank you very much for having a banquet. To you two, you're still welcome at the banquet. That's great. So you're still drinking and eat, and I'm going to give you a bit of a refill. Okay, so do drink up. Oh, isn't this wonderful? We're having such a good time. Oh, yeah, has he got some? That's it. Oh, dear. Well, I don't know about that. Right,
don't
know, so
it's
now,
say
this to you. You
don't want to get stroppy.
But the king says to the steward, no, that's okay, I'm hugging up the show as well. So, the cup is empty, and you have to draw your refill, and you need to go home now. Your time is up, thank you. I know. But you're not the king, aren't you? But now, this is where we come to my cup of drugs. And this is you, and me. Okay? Because this is what David was saying. Your cup, the king, wants you so much to be here in his company. He loves you so much that he wants to keep you here. And because of that, he's told his steward to keep filling your cup so it overflows and overflows. Because no matter what, the king wants to keep every single one of us in his company, because that's how much God loves us. So now, if you're feeling like Johnny Erickson, or how she did, but or not loved, take out the phone and want it. And you are loved, and because you are loved by God, you can now go out and do what you're challenged to do, to be the light and the salt for the people who need us. Thank you very much. We're going to sing a beautiful version of Psalm 23. I will trust on
He makes me lie in pastures green. He lifts me by the still water. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust, I will trust in you.
And I will trust in you.
Of your endless mercy, Father, your goodness will lead me on.
Shall I live in righteousness? Let me avoid my every want, and my love is so I'm not going to be able to do that.
And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. I will walk the darkest path. I will not fear the evil one. You are the angel of my soul. All the comforts I need to know. And I will trust in you.
Does she need reminding me to do an offering?
Sorry?
Does she need reminding me to do an offering?
Probably.
For your end.
Oh, come on, they know those lyrics. Some of the most well-known Christian songs.
For your endless mercy, God.
Dad, we're doing the offering now, so you might need to do it for mum.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.